Hello, this is Michael, and welcome to our podcast. Today, we'll be featuring Jack.
Hi there, Michael.
Anthony.
Hey, Michael.
And Julian.
What's up, Michael?
Today, we'll be talking about Huck Finn. Now that we got the intros out the way, let me just start with my first question, and any of you can feel free to respond. So my first question for all of you is, how do Huck and Tom Sawyer differ, and how are they similar?
Okay, guys, I'll take this one over. So throughout the book, we can find many differences and similarities between Tom Sawyer and Huck. The first one is more obvious, as they are both 12-year-old boys, which would cause them to act as 12-year-old boys. And, you know, another similarity is they're both cunning. And we see this, we could see examples of this many times throughout the book. Another more obvious similarity is that they both don't have true parents. As if you read Tom Sawyer, you would have figured that out as he lives with his aunt. And for Huck Finn, you would know because his dad is the town drunk and we do not even know his mom. Another similarity is they both seek adventure and are both very brave, especially for their age. They both love adventure and they both do get confused and distracted easily. Now to the differences. We could see Tom is a leader while Huck is a follower. And an example of this would be when Tom calls the new organized gang Tom Sawyer's gang. Another difference between the two is Tom needs to do extravagant things while Huck is okay with doing the simple things, which is ultimately more effective. One last difference between the two is Huck is more mature and conscious of the effects of his actions, while Tom is rash and selfish, and that's all.
Very interesting, Jack. I like how you pulled all your reasons and from context and how you went deep into them. And here's my next question for all of you. So how does Huck change as a character while he bonds with Jim?
Well, Michael, I think Huck changes in many ways as a result of being around and interacting with Jim, mainly for the better. As Huck travels with Jim on the journey to freedom, I think Huck becomes less selfish and more cognizant of the people around him. And because Jim is around Huck so much, Huck begins to realize what effect he can have on others by acknowledging the effect he has on Jim. By talking, joking, and simply being around Jim, Huck learns how he can feel the feelings Jim has. An example of this is simply when Huck plays a prank on Jim by putting a rattlesnake by Jim while he is sleeping. And when the rattlesnake bites Jim, Huck learns that what he does can have a significant effect on others. By being around Jim, I also think that Huck learns that his actions have consequences. An example of this is that throughout the journey, Huck slowly begins to realize how big of a deal it is to run away from home and free a runaway slave. Huck also realizes through his journey, Jim is putting a tremendous amount of trust in Huck by basically putting his life in the hands of Jim. Overall, I think Huck changes for the better as a result of being around Jim by realizing the effects he has on the people around him. That's it.
Very true, Julian. I like how you went into psychology of Huck, and very interesting. So my next question is, how has having Pap as a father affected Huck?
All right, I'll take this one, guys. So first of all, Huck grew up pretty much without a dad. Pap was gone a lot. And when he was around, it wasn't really a good thing to have him around because he was always drunk. Huck eventually did have a father figure, but not until he was 12 with Jim to sort of have that companion that he spends all his time with. And we actually see during the book, Huck refer to Pap as like a hassle or something that's not really that great, because when he comes back, it's not, oh, wow, my dad's back. It's great. I have to like run away from him and find a way to deal with him. And also, we see Pap is a bad father in general for Huck because he doesn't want the best for Huck. For example, he doesn't want him to learn how to read and write because he wants to be smarter than him so he can abuse him. And we see Huck spending all his time like out in the open, just free, like away from the stress that Pap brings him, which obviously, as we know, a father shouldn't like bring stress to his son. That doesn't really make a whole lot of sense.
Very cool. I liked how you talk about Jim as a father figure. I thought that was very cool. So my last question is, in your opinion, what was the biggest change in Huck's character?
Okay, well, I found there to be many examples throughout the book, but the one I found most that came out the most to me is when Huck apologized to Jim. So this shows how Huck realized what he did was wrong, and it also shows how it kind of shows like how Huck realizes that he needs Jim, and he sees them as almost a team together, and how he can't go on without him.
In my opinion, the biggest change in Huck's character was when Huck attempted to steal Jim out of slavery. This really shows how close they are and how much the journey of freeing Jim really brought them closer together and how good friends they have become.
And in my opinion, one of the biggest changes for Huck was him attempting to like go against Tom Sawyer, because even from the beginning of the book, we've established that Huck is a follower. But now he's trying to save a leader, which really shows how much he cares about Jim. And he's also going against his best friend, who's been there for him pretty much always until Jim came along and they ran away together. So I think to me that really spoke to me like this. Even though you're my best friend, what you're doing is like not correct.
Very interesting. I like how you gave all of your opinions and your insights on the question. I just wanted to thank all of you for giving your opinions on the various topics I presented. And to all those who listened, I hope you've enjoyed. And this has been Fireside Chats, and thank you for spending your time with us.